You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
I'm your host, Samson Ladi Anyanene. And here's my take. Do not kill the future. I don't know Justice Abdullahi enough to vouch for him, but I felt hurt when the MPP labeled him as NDC in an attempt to question his motive for taking up a suit whose outcome they celebrate. A deputy speaker can form quorum and vote to decide matters in parliament. They got the class of their near-cursed, unreasoning followers of vile propaganda to smear the young lawyer and teacher, telling the NDC to stop criticizing the judgment because they didn't get what they wanted using Abdullahi to mount the suit. I reached out to him and confirmed he was honored by the MPP with a certificate for a good job done for their first victory, election victory in the Fourth Republic. That's 2 decades ago. And he quit since then. But if politicians see labeling someone as partisan is how to destroy them as dishonest and without integrity, isn't that self-indicting? MPs damaged Ghana's reputation over an issue, and it has taken this young man who is growing a young law firm to secure a solution to avoid the repeating embarrassment and hemorrhage to government business by the opposition. Let's not destroy young people with promise for this country if we can't support them. They are human and will make mistakes, but it is wrong to shoot and kill their dreams for not being partisan or not declaring so openly. They are partisan people who are impartial and have not lost their sense of judgment and justice. Oliver Mausi Bakavomawo. I googled this name. An impressive CV greets me. He is a consummate academic with iconoclastic ideas challenging the status quo to force institutional reform for a better life, especially for suffering people who must get the best of democratic leadership that believes in progressive alternatives for reconstructing a more equitable society. He learned that from Harvard. How do I know this? Just by going through his social media messages and listening to him since he became what he calls the accidental convener for Fix the Country. And I, like most of you, got to know him. The first time I met him must have been recently at the Ashaman police station. He told me applying for bail for himself and leaving the many inmates poor and forgotten was simply not good enough. And that is when I appreciated attempts, including at the Supreme Court, by him to fight the status quo for a greater good. If an accused is not to be detained by police for more than 48 hours, if they won't grant him or her bail, and if they are thus compelled to produce this accused before a court so he or she can apply for bail, what justice or logic dictates that it is okay to present such a person charged with a certain offense before a court that cannot grant them bail but can effectively remand them into custody until such time that they can afford the services of a lawyer to apply for bail for them in a higher court with power to grant them bail? It is gratifying to know Oliver will continue this noble pursuit. I interviewed him recently and I had a sense of what he stands for.
Yes, I was a person preoccupied with different interests. mainly the philosophy of law and cognitive psychology. I was a person convinced, like many of my generation, that our democracy had not only failed, but was irremediably broken. We knew it needed fixing, that much we were certain of. Except between us, we understood intuitively that it was impossible to fix. And even if it wasn't, our politics will not allow it. It was too vicious. Innocent lives had been lost in the project to fix Ghana. Many had been maimed and communities left fractured. In many regards, those lost and broken lives serve as a cautionary tale for why we citizens, or perhaps more accurately, subjects, needed to remain pliant and toe the line. We knew to stay away from any ambitious projects of reimagining or pursuing a different vision for our society. Our parents raised us to be afraid of dreaming different. They made no virtue of bold defiance against a political system that had impoverished them and us. My generation was raised to give up. The price of our democracy is that it killed our imagination. It undermined our self-worth and made us distrust the legitimacy of our dreams. There's no denying that before Fix the Country, I too enjoyed the benefit of my relative anonymity. I was known only to those who knew me, and those who knew me well. I was hardly the object of public controversy, and Ghana's broken politics served only as a periodic distraction from a life I had a better grasp on. It was both peaceful and valued. It was a life that took me to working in the biggest law and policy firm in Washington, D.C., in close proximity with several officials who had served high-level roles in the Clinton and Obama administrations, including even Obama's former Attorney General Eric Holder, to the International Court of Justice and to the Legal Office of the United Nations. So in a sense, nothing was missing. And yet something was, if that makes sense. So the Fix the Country deprived me of my anonymity and thrust me and perhaps the entire nation into a conversation that I think we can all agree came at a time we had not chosen. And yet it came too late. And in that, it was disruptive to my life and those of my fellow activists and to our professional engagements. At the time, we did not fully understand what we were signing up for. Fix the Country has aged me, and the numerous others who volunteered to take up this charge twice as fast. And yet we took the blows and stood steadfast. You know, when Macho Kaka died, something died in me and the other Fix the Country activists that day, and with him. We lost the desire to apologize for our advocacy, as well as the self-preservation instinct that thrives on stroking the egos of a political class that has taken this country hostage and is actively killing us, both literally and figuratively. Ours is a story of a thousand heartbeats linked together by a desire for change and a belief in the cause of righteousness. When we sang that God should make us bold to defend our nation and the cause of freedom and of rights, when nursery children today still studying under trees and in dilapidated classrooms, many years after our independence, sing the same songs. Fix the Country is what they sing of. When we sang that God make us cherish fearless honesty and help us to resist oppressors' rule, Fix the Country was the courage we sang for and the fearless honesty we yearned for. We must shut our ears to those whose talking trade is to weaponize fear, partisanship, and ethnicity to derail our project. The youth and civic-minded people of this country must understand that time alone will not fix Ghana. Hoping that the benefit of time alone will improve governance in this country is to fail to learn from history. We can no longer afford to give time time. Let us not underestimate the destructive power of generational greed and horrible ideas, as well as its ability to be twice as resilient as our quest for freedom. Bad ideas from political parties too. They mobilize people too. They compete for elections too. They form younger cadres, named in pain or Tescon, and siphon out the soul of young people. They promise them that the public kitchen will be theirs for the taking if they are patient and loyal, if they defend corruption with their might, if they insult journalists and abuse activists. The forces that hold this country back are so entrenched in everyday processes that we have become blind to them. To reform our democracy, good people can no longer afford to sit aloof. We cannot leave the burden of activism to a few individuals. Many young people today have put their lives on the line by volunteering their time and energy in the hopes of drawing attention to the fierce urgency of our poverty and those of our parents. We have pointed out the deceptions of this dictatorship of no alternatives that is hidden under the cloak of a superficial multipartisan democracy. Party politics has become a vehicle for rot, corruption, arrogance, and abuse of power. Our hospitals and our roads are killing us. Our school systems are preparing us to fail. Nothing works in this country. To get justice, you must pay for the police to come to your house and investigate the crime. You must go and find the suspect yourself, and you must pay for them to come and effect an arrest. You must pay for them to bring a suspect to court. You must pay for them to show up. This is not a democracy. This is a system that works for only those who are rich and notorious. Half of this country lives in kiosk and dilapidated buildings. There are more Ghanaians living below the poverty line than they did when we sacked the colonial oppressors. We are led by a political class that act like priests who have lost their faith but have continued to keep their jobs. We are a visionless society led by quacks who are not honest enough to admit they are in over their heads. And even if this country were to break down completely, our political class will steal the doorknob on the way out. This is the legacy of the Fourth Republic.
I am Samson Ladi Anyenini. I believe in the Ghana Democratic Project, and that its future is in young men and women like Abdoulaye and Oliver Mousey Baker-Vormawor. Do not kill the future. And that's my take. We'll be right back.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.